the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. In a show of support and commitment to Israel, President Biden goes there Wednesday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv.
President Biden will again make clear, as he's done unequivocally since Hamas's slaughter of more than 1,400 people, including at least 30 Americans, that Israel has the right and indeed the duty to defend its people from Hamas and other terrorists and to prevent future attacks.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We'll certainly expect to hear from Israel what they believe they need to continue to defend their people, and so that we can continue to work with Congress to try to meet those needs.
Mr. Biden will also hear from the Palestinian and Egyptian presidents, as well as Jordan's king, who will host the four leaders. All of this comes as Israel prepares for a ground assault believed to be imminent. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli military says its bombardment of Gaza is less about retaliation than conducting precision strikes on known Hamas targets. But Israeli defense forces now face going in on the ground to hunt down Hamas militants amid a population of around 2.3 million. Gaza City is a labyrinth of streets and alleyways where Hamas can hide themselves and their weapons among civilians.
Tomorrow marks 2 weeks without a Speaker of the House. If Ohio Republican Jim Jordan gets his way, well, that'll end with his selection, and he's been trying to collect votes.
We'll go to the floor tomorrow. It's not about pressuring anybody, it's just about we got to have a Speaker.
He needs almost every Republican to vote for him tomorrow. At least five have said that they won't. The Supreme Court has upheld regulations prohibiting ghost guns, which don't have serial numbers and are virtually untraceable. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
All that happened here is that the Supreme Court, without issuing any dissents, slapped the hands of lower courts that refused to comply with its earlier decision, allowing ghost guns to be regulated while the case works its way through the courts. It might eventually end up at the Supreme Court, but at least for now, ghost guns are being treated like regular firearms.
CBS Stacy Lynn has a few words of caution about Halloween candy and the youngest trick-or-treaters.
According to BabyCenter.com, anything that's small, round, hard, or sticky is a no. Their docs and experts suggest any candy or treat that's larger or that can partially dissolve in their mouths while they're chewing, like animal crackers or cookies. May sound boring, but they also give the thumbs up to popular Halloween trick-or-treat faves like Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Twix.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
That feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes.